This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's Friday, which also means we get to see George Meany. How are you, George?
Good, and you, Gareth?
Last 2 weeks, you were busy with the Bike Fest and some other things. You were in Cape Town, so you're back in the studio with all the news on cars and motoring and pretty much everything else.
Back. Talking about growing things.
Yes. Are you any good at any of this stuff?
No. I can keep a plant alive, I think. But my wife has decided to get those little square things you get from, I think, Checkers or
instant plant.
Yes, yeah. My mother brought those for the grandchildren.
There's about 400 of them on our kitchen counter. They come like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
And you fill them with water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like a little. It's a small pot shaped thing of like organic hard stuff that when you wet it, it becomes the soil.
Yeah. It becomes the soil, and then and the way you know to water it is the outside wrapper gets dry.
Oh.
So when you put water in it, you can see the level of the moisture on the outside.
So this is like an idiot's guide, basically.
It's like if you don't know how to grow a plant, buy one of those. Or get one of those, because I think you spend like $150 at Checkers or something.
Get a free cabbage. No, for real.
No, it is.
I keep getting cabbage.
All right. Well, that's probably a sign from the universe, Gord.
To eat more cabbage.
Mm.
Doesn't come in lemons.
All right. What do you got for us?
So, do you remember the Mercedes-Benz that plummeted down Chapman's Peak?
Yes, I know what you're going to talk to me about. You know, they redone that ad.
Yes, they redid the ad. So what happened is Mr. White, who was the gentleman who plummeted down Chapman's Peak, they got him back into a Mercedes-Benz S-Class. But what they didn't do was they didn't tell him what they were going to do. So they put him in this S-Class, and the new S-Class has autonomous driving.
Yeah, around Chapman's Peak Drive.
So they stuck him in this thing.
This oak already has fallen off Chapman's
Peak
Drive. Yes,
30 stories.
Back in the 80s.
And survived.
Back in the 80s survived. In an old Merc.
But by mistake, or did they
No. So what happened was, he was driving home, he was tired, and I think he got dozy behind the wheel, and the car went off Chapman's Peak Drive, plummeted down how many meters?
30 stories.
Right?
30 stories.
30 stories. And he survived, and then the ad was he survived because it was Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
It was a very famous ad during the 80s and 90s. It went on for many years, and people loved it. And he survived, and he got out with a few injuries, but mostly everything was okay, and the car looked like you can't believe it was a disaster, but he made it. So now, however many years later, they put him in an S-Class. I watched this. It's beautifully filmed. It's nicely put together. It's a little story. All of it's 5 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And they put him in this S-Class, but he's not allowed to touch the steering wheel. And they're going to take him around Chapman's Peak Drive. Now,
just as well. He's got a terrible track record on that road.
Perfect candidate. So he has to push autonomous mode on the Mercedes-Benz and leave the car alone around Chapman's Peak while the car takes him around Chapman's Peak Drive. And the horror and terror.
One shot at that.
Exactly. But I think Gareth's right. He's probably the perfect candidate not to touch the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Then Tesla has yet had another car crash.
Should I say
a Tesla has had another car crash while using autopilot.
This is really getting in the way of where we've got to get with these electric cars, because people kill each other all the time in cars.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop us from driving non-automated cars.
Well, this is Elon Musk's argument. He says, why are the 40,000 deaths not on the front page, but an accident where someone's ankle is hurt gets to front page news?
Yeah, and I obviously don't know the circumstances about this news story, but in other incidents, it's been like, in some of the cases, it's been like people walking on into the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, like either severe recklessness from the humans involved or just like completely unpredictable behavior. Or even, I think, in one case, an actual deliberate walk into traffic suicide.
Suicide attempt. So it's still yet to be proven whether autopilot was engaged when this crash happened. But Tesla keeps telling people that own Teslas, this is not an autonomous vehicle. You still need to keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Oh, God.
And the Tesla has sensors to warn you when your hands are off the steering wheel.
But what's wrong with people? People are so dumb.
Yeah.
Really, I would much rather trust autonomous driving car, self-driving car, than I would people.
Do you need other cars to also be autonomous? Because as soon as the other cars are all driven by people, the robot can't predict stupidity. Random shit people are going
to
do.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, we want to get to a point where humans do not control the direction of any moving piece of steel.
Exactly, but it also will be fallible in the beginning. I mean, how many of the Wright brothers' prototypes didn't quite fly right initially? Yeah. You know, Tesla's failed over and over.
Now we all get onto a plane. We don't go, ooh.
SpaceX had 19 failed launches in a row, and now they're the best at launching rockets. You know, the first autonomous car is not going to be perfect.
That's why you got to watch the road. You can't sit and talk to your passenger.
Yeah.
Fuel price.
Oh,
so,
shit. This was like the biggest fuel price hike ever, right?
Ever. But you know what the sad part is? 33% of the fuel cost in the country goes to some sort of tax.
Yeah.
Or levy.
Well, it's a stealth tax. It's another reason the government... we've got to get rid of government. We really do. I mean, they've got to be pared down to 10 people max in an office in Bedford View. That's all we need.
Run like a tech startup.
Yeah. We don't need more than... You know how huge the government in this country are? And now I see the civil servants, the government unions, are busy saying they need a 10% increase. For what?
While we're trying to push inflation down.
Correct. And SARS are struggling to gather tax because the economy's shrinking.
Yeah.
Don't you guys pay any attention to the numbers? Can you tell what the numbers are?
Because in the microeconomy, it doesn't matter. You know, down at employee level, it doesn't really matter to them.
No, they don't care. They don't care how much it costs an ordinary person in South Africa an extra 50 rand a month to get to where they're going when they're only earning a couple of hundred rand a month. It's terrible. It's just completely selfish.
So from that depressing news, Ford is going to launch or is going to have an exotic Bucky available in 2019. Called the Ford Shelby F-150, going for 2.5 million rand, 565 kilowatt Bucky.
It looks horrible.
Looks like a regular American muscle truck.
Yeah.
Not quite as big as those massive muscle trucks, but 565 kilowatts, called the F-150, going for 2.5 million rand, available next year.
You interested in it, George?
Not a chance.
No. Ben?
Well, it's crazy money, but I mean, that's one hell of a machine.
It is one hell of a machine. No, I'm an SUV person. I don't do the Bucky at the back.
I'll stick with free organic penis technology and just to go with that. That came out entirely wrong. But that is a massive, massive machine.
I'm trying to marry Bucky with that.
Yeah. It's a big, shiny metal penis. Anyway.
All right.
That's the news for the week.
Sounds good.
This is CliffCentral.com.